8 minutes.
Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
8 minutes it is to 6 o'clock this Wednesday morning. The Department of Transport releasing a clarification statement on the 9th of January, confirming that whilst extending the validity of all learner's licenses, driver's license cards, temporary driving license cards, and professional driving permits that had expired between the 26th of March and the 31st of December, until the 31st of August, this extension grace period did not include vehicle licenses or license discs. The DA calling on the minister to avoid what they call a COVID-19 tragedy and urgently extend the grace period for vehicle license renewals also to the 31st of August. What will this mean? Spokesperson for the Automobile Association, Leighton Beer, joins me on the line now from Pretoria. Leighton, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Good to be with you.
Do you support the call by the Democratic Alliance that the minister must also extend vehicle license renewals that have expired to the 31st of August?
Yeah, I think that the issue goes a lot deeper than just saying let's extend it to the 31st of August. I think that there's an issue with the system, and that the system obviously needs to be replaced entirely. That's our view. In terms of the current situation, I think what we'd like to see instead of an extension is perhaps a decision made at a high level that nobody is going to be fined if they've got outstanding license discs, and that anybody that wants to get a license disc now can obviously do so, but that, you know, if you are in a position where you can't get it, nothing is going to happen to you. I think that would be a more a better approach to the situation than just merely saying extending it. The problem with an extension, of course, is that an extension at some point ends, and then you're just going to have the same problem over and over again. There is an issue with the system, and the system really needs to be replaced.
Leighton, out of interest, what does this mean for the coffers? I mean, when we pay for the vehicle license renewal, I generally do it at City Hall in the city of Cape Town. Is that revenue for the city of Cape Town? Is it for provincial government? Who does that money go to?
Yeah, I mean, the money goes to provincial governments, certainly. There is a portion that will obviously go to national governments as well, but the bulk of the money that is gathered through the license process goes to provincial government. So if that money isn't coming in, then certainly that is a source of revenue that is going to be lost to that provincial government. But you've got to look at it on the flip side. Do you want to have that money generated at the expense of people who can't get it? What's going to happen now is that people are not going to be able to renew their licenses because of the problems with the system, and they are going to be fined. And so that is another source of revenue for the provincial government.
All right. So instead of extending the deadline to the 31st of August, you would rather say traffic officials, metro cops, who see cars with an expired vehicle license disc on the windscreen, do not fine the people. But if Africa is able to go to City Hall in the city of Cape Town and get a license renewal disc, then give me the opportunity to do so, right? Hello, Leighton.
Sorry, Africa, you are breaking up terribly. Could you just repeat the last
question, please? I was just reiterating the point that you made earlier, that you are not necessarily in favor of a blanket extension of the deadline to the 31st of August. Rather, give the opportunity to people who can. Because in the city of Cape Town, for example, you are able to renew your vehicle licenses online. So therefore, let me continue doing that and have an updated license disc as opposed to waiting until the 31st of August in order to apply for one.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, if you are in a position to go get one, do it. I think that there's a couple of things that need to be said about the vehicle license.
Unfortunately, that line coming to an abrupt end, but no matter. We got the gist, I think, of what we needed from Leighton Beard. As he said, there was a disturbance on the line connecting us with him. It's 3 minutes to 6.